this, when I say this woman right here is super, super talented, super. And I don't want to go too deep into it right now. I believe she's here. There she is.
Hello. Sorry about that.
It is okay. So I have done my introductions, and everyone, if you have not seen her on my show before, the last time I had her on, Miss Carla Pace, I have been bragging about her. She is super, super dope, super, super talented. It's crazy. If you see some of her things that she has created, we're going to get into this because I'm overjoyed. Some of the things I see on here is like, okay, she really made this? Like, seriously. Yeah. So you guys help me to welcome Miss Carla Pace to the show.
Hi. Hi, hi, hi.
So the last time we had Carla Pace on the show, she was a part of the girls group.
Mm-hmm.
So, S-O-U-L.
Absolutely.
And here we go again with the 6 degrees of separation. I met her through Angela Davis, who is a bad singer in the city of Detroit. If you have noticed, not too long ago, she was singing the national anthem at the Tigers game. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. twice.
Yeah. So, she's a regular there. I absolutely love it. And I love her.
So this is how I met Carla. So Miss Carla, I have been following you ever since I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we were talking about the single that was out. But this time we're going to talk about the benefits of creativity. So I'm not sure if you want to talk about the singing, if you want to talk about the art, or wherever you want to go.
You know what? I'll actually go full force into it because I'll just say creativity has always been a part of my life. From very young, my mom is an artist.
Okay.
And she's had her own businesses forever. And I come from a family of singers. So those two things have always been a part of my life. I've sat there. I used to sit there and watch my mom do hand painting and stuff, but she paints on clothing. So she would do hand painted art and everything, original artwork on clothing. And it was amazing. And I used to sit there and watch her do it. And I used to be like, Ma, can I do it too? And she's like, I gotta sell this. So, you know, me being six, you know, and begging her, can I scribble on her clothes? She wouldn't let me. But she always said, she always nourished both sides as far as my art side with me, my art side with me drawing, and also my singing, because I started singing professionally at nine. So
nine.
I was singing at political functions for like Gil Hill and everything, and singing at I would get paid to sing at different churches for functions and funerals, and it was really, really good to be able to use that side of me, because I although I'm a very friendly person, I've been in sales for years, I can be an introvert, so it helps me using my creative side to kind of balance me out.
Okay.
You know, that's the thing that pulls me away and just helps me just focus on me.
Okay.
And not have to worry about the hustle and bustle of sales and talking back and forth with people all the time. It kind of helped me. It helped me with my balance. So the art thing, like, yeah. And I really just went full force into my art within this last year.
Well, I must say, and I still am. I'm still going to support on that, because the first thing that popped in my head If you guys are not following Carla Pace on Facebook, you need to. She has some beautiful art that needs to be in the art.
All of my art is actually on my art page. I do have an art page, okay. Which is my Instagram. So it's just Art by Carla Pace. So it's Art by, and then it's Carla with a K, P-A-C-E. So that's where all of my art can be found. I just trickle in like little pieces of art where I can, things that I think that are more like things that I think everybody will kind of gravitate toward, just to try to steer them to my Instagram page normally. But yeah, that's where all of my artwork is. So it's, yeah, that's okay, my landing place.
I'm trying to, give me just 1 second. I'm trying to get the Facebook where it's a go public. I don't know if people know this. When you do lives on Facebook, if you don't change your or edit your audience, it's only going to go to your friends, yep, regardless if you set it to public. So you have to do this every time. So give me just 1 second.
That happened to us when we did our live thing. We didn't know that it wasn't.
We didn't know.
Yeah, we had no clue.
Hold on for just 1 second. Mm-hmm. We are. And where are we? Change to audience. All right, done.
Okay.
Now I gotta find you. Oh, there we are. Sorry about that.
No problem.
So the first thing I've seen on Facebook when I became friends with you was the art. And it stuck out to me because how it's just like free flowing. And of course, it was blue. So blue. You told me on the blue. And then I saw more and I was like, there's more blue. There's more blue. No.
And you know what? For me, I like painting with blues because number one, the color pops out. Number two, men and women like blue. But number three, I am a water person. I absolutely love the water. It just takes me to a whole nother place. I am the one that when everything goes back to normal, God willing, I'm going to get back on the boat because I love it. I love just standing or just watching the water. I'm a swimmer. So I'm that one that'll swim all the way out into the middle of the ocean, sitting up there just going down and looking at the fishes. And, you know, so I love the water. So blue is one of my happy places.
I am the same. Now, it was at one point it was blue. Well, it started off with purple.
Okay.
And then I gravitated to blue, which is, you know, they're kind of similar. Mm-hmm. And my husband is blue. And okay. So I sent you the wedding pictures. Like, now you understand why it's a blue thing. I also am a swimmer and I'm a fisherman.
Oh, nice. We're supposed to be going fishing. Is it tomorrow? I think we're going fishing tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh,
Monday. Monday, he told me. You told me just a minute ago.
I'm definitely water is also. So I'm excited. So in your creativity, do you take moments where you just sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to do this, or you just free fall, whatever it is?
I take a moment. I sit there and I look at the paint in front of me. And then first of all, I cut on my music. So I can go to that head place of being calm. And I think about the colors that will flow good together. Something that makes somebody smile, something that also like fit in different people's houses. I just finished a piece this morning. And I was looking at it, I was like, oh, this just makes me happy. Because as much as I love butterflies, I've never really put them in my paintings. Mm. And this time I added a few butterflies to my painting and I made coasters to match and it had butterflies in it. And I'm so excited about the piece because I'm like, Okay. That one moment where you feel like that you can't be any more creative than you already have been. And then you dip your toe into something else and you're like, ooh, this is nice. I could do a full series.
I want to keep it for myself.
I was
very excited for this day anyway. I'm excited about all my guests, actually. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I have been going tomorrow in my house, literally imagining where I'm going to put your pictures at. I mean, like your art. And my room, I think you can see it a little bit. Let's see. You can see a little bit.
Right.
Let's see if I can go like that.
I see the blues.
And so I have some open spaces where some of those blue pieces will definitely be there. Mm-hmm. And there was a one that was, I think it was black, pink, and I think a splash of white in it. And I was like, I'm just, you know, going to offset it with that one. And like, I have these ideas that I really want to bring out. Have you seen any research that has been done with painting? Like, what it physically does to you, like your spirit and things of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually know that, and I saw this a few years ago, because I was looking for different ways to cope with my anxiety issues. Mm. And I was looking and I saw the, you know, the pets and, you know, how dogs help. And then I was seeing how, with elderly people, puzzles and stuff. And then I saw the painting and I'm like, you know what, that actually seems like it would be really calming to do that. Now with me personally, I'll try to make this part pretty quick. With me, I had COVID. I'm a COVID survivor. I had COVID last March, and I'm a singer. So at one point in time, I fell out of love with music and with my voice. Because I wasn't able to sing the way that I know that I can. You can't, you know, put forth the type of power and all that you normally can vocally. So I wasn't able to do that. And my amazing fiance knew that I was having some issues with that. And I was kind of depressed about it. And what he did, as soon as we came out, that was the first thing that he did, was took me to Michael's and bought me like a lot of paint and some canvases and stuff and said, go for it. Just do it. And it was soothing, you know, and I didn't realize until after I said, you know what, I can start selling my pieces. And I started sharing it and people started saying, you know, how much they liked it. And my stuff started selling really, really good. And ever since then, it's been like a complete 100% love of mine that I never knew that I would go into professionally. Like I have, but I'm so excited about it. I am going to do a gallery show, more than likely to be in like August. So I plan on doing that.
I just became friends on Facebook. This is another 6 degrees of separation. He's a pastor that just opened up a art gallery.
Really? Wow, that's amazing.
And so I think I might have tagged your name in his grand opening. I think he just did it like last week or something like that. And I thought, here's Carla. That would be, you know, I'm not panicked. I don't know what type of art he has in there, but I feel like that would be a great connection to have.
Right.
To, have your piece in.
My phone just dropped from.
I can hear you talking.
It just dropped into like a really, really small percentage. I'm going to hurry up and share your link with another phone. So just in case we lose each other, I can bounce right back in.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I think this area is draining my phone.
I'm thinking that, that would be a great connection. Who knows, you know, Detroit Institute of Art, some of these other galleries that we don't know of necessarily in the city who will open up for that opportunity for you to put your art in there. I believe that your art is very awesome. It is a beautiful, beautiful art. When you sell your art, do you tell the story of how you created it? Well, we're still waiting. She has a phone difficulties right now, but she will be back on here. And I hope you guys are enjoying the conversation with Ms. Carla Pace. I wish I could take a picture of some of her art. And I believe she told you that she's on Instagram. And that's the art by Carla Pace, which is K-A-R-L-A-P-A-C-E. She has some dynamic art. And she's a bad, awesome vocalist. So she's back. Can we hear you?
Right here.
Okay, there you go. Well, it went back on mute. There we go. Okay.
There we go. Okay.
So I was asking before I realized that you were gone. So with every piece that you sell, do you tell the story of how you created it?
You know what? It's the story is up for grabs always. I name every single piece.
Okay.
I always name each piece, and I make sure that I put that in the description when I post the picture. I put what the name is of the picture normally, because it's easier for people to find. But also, I always come up with the name according to what I was feeling or what I feel after I see the picture itself.
Okay.
But I did actually decide that I'm going to do a series where I listen to a specific song and see where it leads me. And that'll be the name of the picture. You know what I'm saying? First one that I'm going to do, I know for sure, will be As by Stevie Wonder.
Listen here. I'm about to cry. I knew it was a connection between me and you. What, you want to know what was the name of the song I walked down the aisle?
No. Seriously?
I kid you not. I'm literally about to cry. Like, yes, it wasn't Stevie Wonder's rendition. It was Marsha Ambrosius and
I forgot his name too.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, Anthony Hamilton.
Yes. That was the song I walked down the aisle with.
Wow.
See, wow. I told you there was a connection. So literally all the songs of Stevie Wonder, you picked the one song that I walked down the aisle with.
Right, right.
It's meant to be.
Yeah, so my plan is to do a series of at least five of those. One of the songs will actually be one of my originals. Okay. Guaranteed. Yeah, guaranteed. And I decided to do this when I was, because a lot of times I'll be about to post the video and I may want some music behind it. And they kept telling me that I couldn't use certain music. You know, they would mute my thing. So I was like, it's all right. I use my own music behind it. And I put a song of mine behind one of the songs. I mean, behind one of the pictures that I had. And someone mentioned it. And they said, wow, the piece was as soothing as the song. And that meant a lot to me. Because they actually listened to the song that was playing while I was, while they were looking at the art. So it meant a lot just for them to be able to, because I look at that as, you know, two of my babies.
Yeah.
You know, so for me to be able to bring both of those together and somebody to acknowledge it and enjoy it, it meant a lot. So I definitely plan on doing that too.
Are you currently on TikTok?
I am. I have a TikTok account because my wonderful soul sisters told me to, because we were going to try to post a couple videos and stuff, but I'm not active on TikTok at all.
Well,
I need to be.
Yes. Considering what you're saying, that you're, you know, your adventure that you're going into with the music behind, a lot of TikTok talkers are using snippets from songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if your song is chosen constantly over and over and over again, you know, for one,
nice.
Then two, it's the pitch, the person, including the product, on top of another product. That all stems from you.
Right.
And then you become, you know, the head person that they're constantly on the, I guess they call it a for you page. Okay. So you started being in connections with different artists, as well as singers. So then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I did not think about that. And I will do that. I will definitely do that. I appreciate it. Look, I'm always looking for...
I'm on TikTok every day, literally.
Okay.
And it's people who have art like yours, and they have different music, but it's something when the music goes along with, which is another form of art, goes along with you create it, and then there's a creator right there. So...
Yeah. It's a triple threat thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to lean into that. Yeah, because I don't think I even considered the aspect of TikTok. I think that I should start using certain things to my advantage a little bit more that I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. Okay, I'm gonna remember that you let me know that.
Yes, absolutely. Have you had anyone who actually reached out to you and said, you know what, I got this idea, but I really trust you to, you know, bring it to life? Has anyone ever done that to you yet? And I did say yet.
As far as my art?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do commission pieces all the time. That is, it's probably about 50-50. As far as the stuff that I do, probably 50% of it is stuff that I just naturally create, and the other 50% is things. Well, what I'll do is, if somebody reaches out to me and they say, well, I want a piece, but I don't really know what I want, I say, okay, well, tell me what your colors are for your house and everything, and we'll go from there. People have sent me a video of a room. They're like, okay, this is my room. This is what it looks like. This is the wall. This is how much space I have. And I'm like, I got you. I know exactly what colors should go in there. How do you like this color with this? I see that you have a yellow in your accent pillow, and you have a gray wall, and I see that you have some pink flowers over on the side. So can I include all of those colors? And they're like, yeah. So that's the most fun thing to do. I think that's one of the most fun things to do, because you actually, you get to do something that you know is personal for a person. And I love that. And just recently, I also decided that I was going to really lean toward the creative aspect of working with the person or the client, whereas to I go to their house and I look at their space and everything, because I did that recently. I did that probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the lady ended up getting 5 pieces for her house, because I brought a couple pieces over there after she told me. She sent me her color scheme, and then I went over there with a few different paintings and actually created the fourth one for her. I created one of the pictures for her according to the other pictures that that she had looked at. So it's something I'm definitely excited to do. because I know that somebody will get exactly what they want. And it won't be, and it won't be a thing where they're like, okay, well, I don't know what size and stuff, because I don't mind, you know, I'll measure and stuff. I have an assistant that will come with me and measure the space the right way. So you can make sure that you get what you want. Like somebody recently bought a 16 by 20 canvas from me, and it was exactly what they wanted. I sent it off to him, and he was like, man, I wish I would have gotten this a lot bigger. I thought that it was bigger from the pictures. I said, well, that's why I tell you that it's a 16 by 20. But what he ended up doing is having me make another one, pretty much like a sister picture to it. So he put the pictures up next to each other, and it made it to where it looked bigger, but it wasn't the same exact picture. So it looked good up there on the wall with a little bit of space in between it. So I love doing that kind of stuff.
So we just gonna say, you know, we gonna tag God in this. We didn't know some of the things that were gonna come out of us until the pandemic happened. And, now this is, you know, full time for you. This is another, you know, stream of income on top of your singing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so happy that, you know, I can see, you know, your paintings becoming on the news. Like, this is the artist of the week or whatever they do, because you're really, really good. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. From your lips to God's ears.
Huh?
Yeah. Because that, I think that a lot of things came out of the pandemic that were life lessons for everybody. Like, I learned the impact that music has on my life, but I also learned how to heal myself through other things, which normally, like, music is always my go-to. So I learned that in sitting still and meditating, that helps. And I learned that through painting, I can meditate and paint at the same time. And also what came out of the pandemic was we actually started clothing companies and stuff. So it's so much positivity that can come through something if you try to find the positive in everything. Absolutely. So that's my plan. That's my plan. We learned a lot from, we have been learning, still learning a lot from this crazy thing called life.
Another idea just came up. So my mother is a part of the stroke club. Okay. And lately what they have been doing is painting canvases mm-hmm. on Zoom.
Nice.
And so really nice. My mom gets excited. I think it's once or twice a month. They get on a Zoom call, and their instructor is showing them different art to help them cope with, you know, being at home, because they're used to coming together and, you know, hashing it out, going out in different outings. So now this is something that they're doing. She has a couple of canvases that she has done via Zoom. And so I'm not sure if that might be something else, you know, later on that, you know, to help people, those who are, might not have family members, like I'm not sure what they're doing in the elderly convalescent homes and things of that nature,
right.
Bring in art, because this is what they used to do. They would bring in the games. Absolutely. They would bring in little things to keep them motivated. And so that might be something else for you to do at a later time to get people's spirits up. Like you said, you do a like, this makes me smile. This definitely gonna make somebody else smile. And, you know, to unlock something else inside of them that they didn't know was there.
Right. I absolutely agree. Yeah. And I have a really soft place for for the elderly. and people that that don't get as much attention as they should.
Yeah,
you know, our elders and stuff, you know, they raise us up, they teach us everything that they know. And then once we get older, a lot of times we, without doing it on purpose, you know, we throw them away. And we forget what they've, how much of an impact they have been. And, you know, we don't think about the fact that we wouldn't be the people that we are without them.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that my mom has been really, really, she really talks about that a lot with us, because it's funny, because she always says that she has more older friends than she does younger. So yeah, so she takes care of a lot of elderly people, just, you know, just become friends with them and everything. She drops them off food and stuff. So I've seen that so much, and I see so much of my mom in me, and myself and my daughter. So yeah, we're all the same way as far as loving older people. It's like their last, I'm not going to say their last years, because that sounds weird, their latter years should be greater than their past.
Absolutely.
You know? Absolutely. So that's what we have to sow into. And then say, okay, let me put aside everything else that I have to do and actually help somebody that that helped out our past, so that our present can be what it is.
It's so much wisdom that is locked up in the elderly that we sometimes mm-hmm. think that, you know, they're senile, they're forgetful, they're this and that. But it's mm-hmm. so much that we have to glean for them. In order for us to not make the same mistakes,
right,
or to just forward humanity, period.
Yeah.
And so, because we don't know everything.
Yeah. Although we think we do.
Yeah. We don't.
Yeah. So I'll just definitely a curiosity question.
So is your wedding going to be at an art gallery?
No, my wedding is not at an art gallery. My wedding will actually be, and it's so funny because I look at it as a piece of art because I'm able to do whatever I want to with it. We are having our wedding in our yard, because we've been blessed with a huge yard and everything. Don't tell me you got married in your yard.
Yes, I told you it's connected. Oh my gosh.
That's so funny. Yeah. And our reception is at a hall. So we decided to do it that way, because that was our yard is one of the things that made us fall in love with our house. So that was one of the reasons why we wanted to purchase our home. We said, okay, this is the home of our dreams, this is our forever home. And he made the mistake of telling me before he even proposed that our patio would be a wonderful place to be married. I don't think that I ever told him that I got a little goofy in that moment when he said that. I was like, look, hold on. You know how you try to play it off? You're like, oh yeah. I'm like, yeah, yeah. It might be nice. I'm sitting up there like,
Did he just say what I think he said?
I know he did.
So you guys will be married soon, right?
Yes, June 19th.
Okay.
Yep.
I am so excited for you. I am so excited for the doors that's about to just fall off the hinges for you. Like, art is, you know, so many things that you can go into. There's, you know, the movies. There's music, there's what you do. It's so many. This is art, as they would say, communications, videos.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And so, I've been acting for years.
Really?
So, oh yeah, definitely. I've been in multiple plays, and I'm a writer too. Like, I write plays, music, I've written movies, everything. I've and now is just a time of of just doing everything. I tell, I've told people this over this last year, multiple times about me, and you know how people take it is how they take it. It doesn't really matter to me either way. You have to connect with yourself to know what works for you. And I have realized that we as women and as Black women, we're always told to be humble and, you know, not do too much. And, you know, you have to make yourself smaller so you don't walk in a room and people think that you're going to take it over or whatever. So post COVID, my whole thing was F being humble. Like, I can't be that way anymore, because I know the opportunities that have passed me because I didn't say, hey, I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yes, I do sing. Yes, I do art, because we're so afraid that people are going to judge us and then say, okay, oh, you can't be the master of all, you know, if you're being a jack of all trades. But it's like, no, God just blessed me with extra.
Extra.
So why should I not sing and do my art and act and model and run businesses and be a mother and be a wife? And I haven't gone to the salon in years because I can do my own hair. So it's so much that we can actually do. And we don't, just because we're afraid that people will judge us and they think that we're trying to do everything. So I said, you know what? No, I'm gonna do it all. I'm gonna do it all. God left me here for a reason. Yeah. I'm gonna find out. Every day I'm going to find out why.
Yes. So I agree. And our stories, the more we talk, the more I realize our stories are so similar. You had COVID the mm-hmm. same time I had COVID.
Wow.
In March of last year. And so it became, you know, your whole mindset. I never thought that it was unto death. Never thought that. It mm-hmm. was more so, I'm not doing enough. I've been hiding in the background right. for so long. It's mm-hmm. time to go forward. I don't want to be the person that God comes back and be like, I gave you all these talents and you hid them.
Yeah, he didn't use them. Yep.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. No, that's not going to be me. So yes, there's writing, there's singing, there's all of these things that I am stepping out, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, I'm like, I don't know, but I'm gonna try it anyway. You know,
yeah.
That moment, like, you never know what's going to be that that thing that's going to, not that you're trying to get your name out there. That's not it. It's
right.
More satisfying to you that God gave me this, because everybody right. can't do this. And I'm like excited to see and hear someone that I can literally touch and be like, well, if Carla's doing it, I can do it. And so when yeah, you have that support system, it makes a lot easier. The other question I wanted to know, when it becomes the benefits of creativity, I have to explain people that my brain does not shut down. Like, I'm dreaming things.
Yep.
And I'm like, and my husband's like, you doing too much. You need to like calm down and relax. But it's hard to do. You might see something, you might hear a word, yep. and then all of a sudden it's like take off. You better have a piece of paper or a pen close to your phone. Does that happen to you yep. too?
It definitely does. And it's funny because the running joke of the group is, I always tell them, I said, okay, if I come up with something, if I start singing a song, y'all better be recording it or something, because my mind works in drive, not in reverse, not in rewind. I'm like, and I see things in a full picture. Like, I see the first, the middle, and the end. So for me, my mind, it just works like that. It works really, really fast. And at times I get frustrated because I'm like, man, I just sat here and wrote a full song while I was in the shower, but I didn't I didn't have a way to write it down or record it or anything. And it drives me nuts. But 20 minutes later, I'll be picturing a full picture that I'm going to draw. Or I'm sure that I drive my fiance nuts because I walk in the room and he'll be doing something. I'll be like, okay, so I got this idea for this movie. And I'll go from the beginning of what I want the movie to be all the way to the end. And then he's like, okay, that sounds good. And then I don't do anything.
And nobody's recording what I just said. Exactly.
Right. It's like nobody will ever know that great idea that I just had. And it's not that, well, with movies and stuff like that come to me or plays, it's still in there somewhere. So I can always pull that back out. It's just me still dealing with and getting over this hump of being so humble to where I'm afraid to do everything, you know? And I think that the great part about being a creative spirit is you know when it's time to put people around you that are other creatives. Mm-hmm. because they'll understand that this is a need. This is something that you have to do. It's something that you have to get out. Luckily, I'm blessed because he actually makes jewelry. So he's a creative himself. Like, he's right into the arts and everything. So he understands, and he loves music. So it was like the perfect match.
Yeah.
But I cannot picture being around or being with somebody that does not recognize my creative spirit or tries to put a cap on that.
Yeah.
So no matter what crazy thing I come up with, he's my pusher. Rider.
Yes, he's gonna push. Uh-huh. Just like my husband is basically a music producer. So he does music. This was our first love that, you know, really connected us was music. And then it's building as he pushed me, I push him. And my creativity as well as his, it never shuts down. I used to be a mail carrier. And while I was carrying a mail, I literally had to take my phone out, sing it to the phone, and then come back later. Like, oh, that happened while, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I was just wondering, because sometimes it feels like you're going crazy because you have so many that's going on. And especially with this, it's like you're hitting who do I need to talk to now, and you know what, okay, they're excited, okay, they said something else, now I'm motivated to do this. And it's like, okay, he'll be like, okay, pick and choose which one you want to do now. And I said, I can't.
Right. And it gets overwhelming. And it can get overwhelming because your mind is always running. And I don't think that people understand that. But when their brain is sleeping, our brains don't sleep like that. It doesn't really cut off. So it's almost like, okay, you have to explain it to people like, okay, if you were a runner, you know that you need a break and you need to sit down. You can stop running. You just sit down. And then your legs will relax, and then you'll be able to get your energy back up. But with a creative, your brain is running, but you don't know how to get it to stop. And I think that the only thing that helps me stop my brain, and it's so funny because I will do yoga and I'll do stretching and I'll find myself still thinking. And I'm like, no. So I have to tell myself, I'm like, stop. Stop thinking, just breathe, just be in the moment. So it's very, very rare it stops running.
So I remember earlier in the conversation when you said when you're close to water, this is, you know, you're calming. So on the average, when you're close to what, you know, calms you down, how many ideas flow through your head when you're by the water? I think she's stuck. So right now we're just waiting. I know she's in the car. So hopefully she can get another signal. And you guys, I hope you guys are really enjoying Miss Carla Pace. Is she back?
Are we? Okay, yeah, you froze and then you dropped out.
I'm not sure what's going on, but I was asking, when you're close to your water, when you're close to water, right. How many, on the average, how many ideas pop through your head while you're by water?
It's a ridiculous amount of thinking that I do when I'm around water. I will write a movie in my head and come up with the full entire cast and have the conversations in my mind of what I would say if I saw them in the street, just so I can be prepared.
Wow.
And we just went to Hawaii recently, and it was just moments where I would just stand out on the balcony and then just look at the water. And while I was out there, I had to make sure that my phone was next to me, because I'm like, okay, it's a good song, you know, and I'm just like writing songs and everything. So when I'm in that element, man, I can bang out enough for a full CD, at least enough for a full CD and a movie. Honestly, I should probably look at it as a monetary amount. So each trip that we have, I probably could have made about $1 million on the ideas.
Right.
Yeah, wow. It's a crazy thing, because it's a wonderful feeling, because you feel like you are in productive mode.
Yes.
When you're thinking complete thoughts, and it's not like those times where you're busy and you have to do other things, and you're, you know, like at home, either I'm working on one thing or the other, and I'm working from home and stuff. So my mind is on other things besides that. But when I'm by the water, that's the only focus.
Yeah.
You know, you can literally like let everything else leave from your mind, and then you just focus on that.
Everything out, and that's all you see. You're looking at endless water, no land, or you might see trees every now and then. And
the water.
Yes. I miss the water.
Look, you know my mind just went there, right?
Right. Like, I miss the water. Like I'm like, I need to take a trip to Belle Isle soon. Take a trip out to Moreau somewhere to get by the water. And even in fishing, it's so calming, even to the point of while you're reeling in the fish and different things of that nature. It's like no other feeling like that, really. So, you know, the wind will be just right. You feel like you're in a movie and your hair is flying.
Yeah. And normally, I fished when I was really little with my dad. Myself and my sisters, he would take us because he has all girls and he really wanted a boy, so so he would take us to do certain things with him, and fishing was definitely one of them. So when so I definitely got lucky to have somebody that likes that, because even if I go and it's not the fish that I'm like so googly eyed over, but just to be able to just sit there and just look at the water and just be able to focus. And then he's in his happy place because he's fishing. So it's like, we're vibing at that moment. Like, isn't this wonderful?
And the most intimate conversations that you probably would not have with the hustle and bustle, all the noise from the city and all of those things. When you're close to the water, it's like tuned out everything. So you're really connected where nothing is disturbing you. You have no distractions. And so I'm just grateful that you guys, including your fiance and I guess somebody else in the car.
Say hi, honey.
Hello. we're able to get on today. And I've already told them again, if you have not been on her page and on Instagram, she said it's Arts by Carla Pace, which is K-A-R-L-A-P-A-C-E. Please support her. please go on there, on her Facebook as well on her her Instagram to support Soul, S-O-U-L, which is the female group that she's in. She's a bad vocalist. She's a bad artist. The benefits of creativity is there is no limit. There is no limit.
Definitely. And I'm looking forward to my own music that's out. You can just go on. It's on all of the music platforms, but a place to find like everything in one spot is my website, which is CarlaPace.com. So it's just Carla with a K, PACE.com. Normally I put up all of my show dates and everything, but with everything being kind of sporadic, I have not done any updates. So.
It's okay. I speak blessings over you. I speak blessings over your fiance. You guys will not get married next month. I'm excited to see these beautiful pictures that's going to come. enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And thank you so much for giving a platform to creatives, to singers, to musicians, to different artists.
Everybody.
We really appreciate it. We appreciate the open door and this stage.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure you will be on my show again. Trust me.
And will I see you then?
All right. Have a good day.
Have a great one.
All right. Bye-bye.